Welcome to Minisode.
Mini bite-sized piece.
That's right. We had some disagreement about whether it should have a name, and if it does have a name, what the name should be. I thought we should call it The News in Cryptids.
But then we're mostly doing encounters, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's a shit idea.
Oh, it's fine. He dissed my what is name.
That's not... It was so confusing. It's like half a sentence. What is? And then they're like, oh, well, what's next?
It's like, who dis? It's funny.
Who dis?
New phone.
Who
dis?
Who dis? Who dis? Who dis?
Who dis?
Who dis?
Who dis? All right, it's settled. Who dis?
Who dis?
Okay, welcome to the first episode of Who Dis? Our mini-sode.
Excellent.
So what we're going to be doing is we've been asking you guys to send us stories of encounters of cryptids or just weird things you've seen out in the real world, and we're going to read it out loud and try and work out maybe what you saw. Patty's probably going to come at it from a more real-world quotation mark angle. I'm going to look into maybe what cryptids are in your area and what maybe you saw, and yeah, we'll try and work it out.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We'll also be doing some cryptid news at the end of this segment.
So that's right.
We had some cool stuff crop up. But the first encounters come from Reddit. We have a Reddit account.
Yes, and we're going to be a bit nicer than normal, maybe.
I'm going to make sure Patty behaves.
Because you might be listening. Person who posted on Reddit, and we'd like you to like and subscribe and give us coffee money or whatever it is we ask for normally.
Yeah. All right, should we jump in?
Yeah.
First encounter. All right, so the title is Black Dog / Bear Thing I Saw on the Road. And this is by Bite Sized Official. Probably not his real name.
No.
Or her.
Probably not.
All right, so here we go. A little over a year ago, I was driving the back roads to get back to town. I've been this way several times before, only seeing deer and the occasional opossum. This time, it was around 1 to 3 p.m. Cloudy, as it had been raining all week. Suddenly, something... No. I'm sorry if I butcher these. I am terrible at reading. Something walked...
Megan is borderline illiterate.
Dyslexic, please. Something walked out from the woods in front of my car to the left. I braked and stopped about 4 feet from it. It seemed to briefly recoil in shock and looked up at the car. It was closely resembling a small deer in size, but about the size of a young adult. We have no bears in this area. But it appeared bony with sparse hair and black skin. What got my attention the most was the face, appearing to have a sunken dog's skull as a face. This was the same black skin on the body, stretched over the most of the bone. Its legs were thin like a dog's as well. I only got a few moments look before it ran into the cornfields on my right. No idea what it could have been, and haven't seen it since. Though my mother-in-law told me about a similar-looking creature running along her road at night.
Oh, this is my favorite bit.
Wendigo, maybe? I'm sure as hell it wasn't the hillbilly beast Sasquatch creature that we have regular sightings of. That's for sure. What do you guys think?
Okay. All right, I got a bunch of things to say about this. By the way, this is new for us, because I have read all of these things,
yes,
as well as Megan. Normally I'm in the dark, and yes, Megan tells me things.
Yeah, I wanted him to have a fair go at looking into the area that these places are, and...
That's right. So I had a look at this. There's a guy in the comments on this Reddit thread. We'll provide the link to the thread. And the guy in the comments says, is this maybe what you saw? And he's got a picture.
I've got that picture.
And it's a bear with mange. And I think it's definitely that. The guy said there's no bears in this area, but, like, no one really knows what animals are in their area. And this looked exactly like the description that he gave. Saying there's no bears in our area is like, you know, it's like the leader of Russia being like, we don't have gays here. It's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, that's just...
Yeah, I'll put that photo on Facebook. It does...
It looks scary as shit. And it looks like a sunken dog face with, like, black skin stretched across its dog legs.
Mm.
It looks kind of like a dog, but it's actually a bear with mange.
Yeah, it does look super spooky.
I would think that was a cryptid or a werewolf or something.
I think if it was a real life, like, if it was something boring, it would be this.
Yeah.
It looks pretty intense.
Second thing I want to say about this is I'm a little dubious about the guy who's done the sighting, because he clearly already believes there's a Sasquatch in his area.
So?
And Sasquatches are made up.
No, they're not.
And then he's like, maybe it's a Wendigo. Like, I don't know. Like... This guy's a believer, is what I'm saying. He's not like a Well, he's not as skeptical as I am, in any case. And I try to be an open-minded skeptic. Anyway, I'm just pointing that out. Not to... That doesn't completely discredit his story, but that, plus the fact that a bear with mange exactly fits his description, I'm calling this a bear with mange.
Well, I did chat to Bite Size Official about his account a little bit, and...
Did you? On Reddit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Reddit's so cool. Interacting with the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And there were also comments, like you said, and he did add that we maybe get bears here once every few years.
Ha! Ha!
Jeez, take it down a notch.
Oh, God.
But he says, I thought maybe one of the larger cats, but it looked too bulky for that, and the limbs were very canine.
So like a bear with mange then? Like one of the bears that don't live in your area?
This is where this segment crashes and burns. Yeah, so the guy posted that photo of the bear, and Bite Size Official clearly saw it and didn't say, yes, that's what I saw.
He didn't comment on it. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was a... Even if it doesn't end up being a bear, even if this guy actually did see a weird cryptid,
yeah,
like, you should respond to that, because that's a really good, like, what if it's this? Like, an alternative explanation. And it's the job of any good cryptozoologist to shoot down alternative explanations.
Maybe.
That's what we do at the end of every one of our big episodes.
Maybe he's just busy.
Maybe he's a busy guy.
All right, well, I'm...
A lot of mangy bears to spot.
Yes. He mentions opossums as well, and I had to look up what an opossum was, because I don't know.
They're
so cute! I know!
But yeah, definitely not one of
Yeah,
those.
So they're tiny little possumy things. Not one of those.
Okay, so that's our first sighting.
No, I had... Hold
oh,
up!
Oh shit, sorry. That's going to be a mini episode.
I have possible cryptids he saw. Excuse you for just coming in here and telling me it was a bear. Nuh-uh. You may have done your part,
my
sir.
My apologies.
But this is my part.
What cryptids might he have seen?
Okay, so I looked into...
Non-cryptids. You mean non-cryptids? Like, what animals could he have seen?
No, cryptids.
Oh, right, sorry.
I'm coming at this for what cryptids he saw.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I looked into what cryptids fit the kind of description, like the dog-like description he gave, and there were a lot. Yeah, he's in America,
Are
Indiana.
A lot of the ones you found supposed to exist in that region?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, all so right. In that area, there's Michigan Dogman, Shunka, Warrican, Wahila, Werewolf, Adlet, Skinwalker, Ozark Howler, Minnesota Dogman, Wendigo, which he mentioned, or possibly even the Beast of Bray Road.
The Beast of Bray Road. That sounds like a great movie.
It is a movie, I think, as well. Yeah, they made a movie about it, I think. But yeah, so looking at all of those, I found two that I think fit the description best. First one, they're actually... the two out of that list that have the most difficult names to pronounce. So let's have fun with that.
That's your luck.
So there's the Ozark Howler, which is also known as Ozark Black Howler. And these guys are found in remote areas of Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Nah, it hasn't got an L.
No, I think it's pronounced Arkansas.
But where does the L come from? Arkansas. No,
not Arkansas. Arkansas, like with the W.
Huh.
I think so. Or it could be Arkansas. I don't know. Oh, no. Didn't record me sounding like an idiot. Hang on.
I always record
Let's
me sounding like an idiot.
Let's look it up. All right. Pause. I'm going to Google.
Arkansas.
Yes! I did it. I'm not an idiot. It's Arkansas. All right.
Damn it. Okay. Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. So they're described as bear-sized, with thick body, stocky legs, black shaggy hair, and sometimes horns.
Right.
Its cries often described as a combination of a howl's wolf and an elk's bulge?
Howl's wolf?
A wolf's howl? Gosh! Anthropologists have speculated that this creature might be a misidentified or unrecognized big cat. Because they have sort of cat-likeness, which he mentioned.
Right.
That's what they look like.
Oh, wow. Like a bear with mange.
Yeah. My resignation with this is that it looks a bit too fat. And he mentioned it had, like, thin legs.
That's true. So maybe not the, Ozark
Howler. Maybe not the Ozark.
What's the other one?
So the other option is the Shunka Warrican. This resembles more of a wolf, hyena, or, like, a mixture. It's black, high shoulders, and has a back that slopes down, kind of like a hyena. It's an animal that is closer to a wolf than a bear. So, decide that.
What is interesting, I mean, hopefully this is helpful to Bite Size Official. Because, if nothing else, it's like potential cryptids you might have seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the episode, man.
No, the whole point of the episode is to tell him that what he saw was a bear's mange.
No, it's not.
Because that's what he saw. But if he wants to continue living and he's deluded the world, then he can believe he saw an Ozarkala or a Shunko or Warrigan or whatever.
The point is he gets both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
Anyway, so going back to that thing, it has weird patchy black fur that's mentioned. And apparently someone shot one at some point, taxidermied it, so that's what it looks
oh,
like.
Oh, wow. Well, but then that's not a cryptid, right?
Well, it is, because they don't. That's a whole other episode.
But do we have the body of one?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know, man. My leg's gone numb.
Okay. Is it a cryptid or not?
Yes, it's a cryptid. I can research.
Do you see any problem here? Okay, all right.
I don't know.
For reference, listeners, I'm looking at a picture of a taxidermied Shunko Warrigan, which, okay, all right, I'll just leave it. Let's carry on.
Okay, so there, my opinion of what you may have seen. That's Patty's opinion of what you may have seen.
Yes.
And you can research each three options.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then because he's the one who saw it, so he can look at these three and be like, "Hey, it closely resembled one, two, or three."
That's true.
That's
well, he saw it quickly.
Yeah.
So
who knows?
It's not like he's got one locked up in his backyard. You can go, like, have a check.
No.
Okay, but yeah, no, you're right. He's a much more of an authority than I am. Maybe my scorn is unjustified.
Exactly.
What's next?
Second encounter. Do you want to read it? It's huge.
Oh, God, it's massive. All right. I've got settled with the big one. Okay. So this is from a big thread of encounters. That we found, where we'll provide the link to it. All these encounters of giant turtles around the world. This one is from Hawaii.
Say his name.
Oh, sorry. All right, this encounter is from Itchy Butt or Bit.
Great name.
I don't know if this is who had the encounter, right? Because we found it on a different website, not Reddit.
No, I found it from Reddit. I talked to this guy.
Oh, okay.
I know
cool.
His real name.
Oh, can we...
I'm not going to reveal his real name.
Okay, no. Well, Itchy Butt of It has had this experience. I'm just going to read his words. When I was 14, my family stayed at a hotel on the big island that had a lagoon in the center. Its three hotels were accessible by boating across little aqueducts connected to the lagoon. The large part in the center was mostly green and murky, but they cheerfully advertised there's a tunnel that connects the lagoon to the ocean so sea turtles can get through. Don't you want to swim with sea turtles, kids? This is the hotel advertising all this. Well, how big was the tunnel that let sea turtles through? Big enough to let them through comfortably, I'd imagine. And let anything else that wants to escape the ocean currents. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Well, me, the youngest, and my older sister and brother went to snorkel in the lagoon. In general, visibility was about 12 feet. In shallow water, it had a blue tinge. When we got to the deeper area, everything had a dark green shade, still with about 12 feet of visibility. Anyway, we swam over to the deeper area near the outdoor lobby. On the way back, looking down, I saw a turtle with a round shell, not shield-shaped like a leatherback, just on the edge of visibility, resting on the bottom. It was larger in diameter than I was tall, for sure. I swam over it. By my estimation, it was 8 to 10 feet across. I didn't panic. I thought it was cool, but at that moment, I was definitely thinking, well, what else is in this water? For record, at the time, I had heard of leatherback turtles, that is, reaching 9 feet in length. This graphic demonstrates some larger historic turtle species. And there's a little picture in there of, like, actual turtles that we know about.
Yeah, we'll put it on the Facebook.
We'll put it on the Facebook. They are pretty large, but nowhere near as large as this turtle he's apparently seen. The turtle he's seen has a more rounded shell, he says, like the first two in that graphic, rather than the leatherback on the right. So he thinks what he's seen is an extinct turtle, so a huge turtle species that used to exist but no longer does, so kind of a prehistoric turtle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Although prehistoric is a scientific term, I probably shouldn't bandy it around so loosely. All right. Anyway, to continue his story. On the way back to shore, I separated from my siblings. Actually, this is a completely separate story. Then he goes on to talk about a stingray, so I'm just going to leave all that out. That's his turtle encounter.
Yeah. He was quite active on the Reddit thread, so he answered little comments and questions as well, which is really good.
That's right, and he was asking people in the thread whether anyone else had been to the hotel, and maybe it was like a statue of a turtle at the bottom of their pool.
Yeah.
But he couldn't find anyone that said that.
Yeah. Unverified. Cool.
Yeah. So either an extinct dinosaur turtle or a statue.
Yeah. He's got a little bit more detail as well. I think it was in the comments.
Right.
He or maybe it was in the website. It said, to be more detailed, the turtle was resting on the bottom face in the same direction I was going. Its head, as I remember, was round. Its shell wasn't one big smooth surface. I remember seeing a geometric pattern similar to what you'd see on a typical sea turtle. Being that I was above it, I couldn't tell whether the shell was dome-shaped or flat, but my impression was that it was not flat. I didn't get a good look at the flippers as the tips were obscured by the haze of the water. When I picture it in my mind, I recall the flippers being smaller than what you'd see on, say, a leatherback in relation to its body. But it's a moot point as I didn't see it too well.
That's right. What interested me about this is that he said his way of estimating the size was sort of a bit dodgy, right? It was like how quickly it took him to swim over it from above. I don't know. I just, having swum around a bit myself, I find that sort of stuff very difficult. Maybe he's better at it than me, but he could have just overestimated the size.
He could have.
Also, was it moving or not? If it wasn't...
I don't think it was moving. I think it was resting on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said he saw lots of turtles on his trip there, and this one was, like, way bigger than anything he saw.
It, interestingly, from the rest of the turtle sightings in that whole thread of turtle sightings where this came from, the others were all just, like, large, that, like, they were from a species we recognized, like the one in America, but it was, like, larger than any other members of that species. And so it's just kind of like if you saw a big dog or something.
Yeah.
It's not really crazy like this.
They were also not sea turtles, so I'm going to confess that I didn't very detailed, because I was like, not a sea turtle, irrelevant.
Yeah, that's why, and a completely different part of the world as well. So,
yeah.
I think my leaning here is probably a statue.
A statue?
Yeah. A sculpture, or probably he misestimated the size. Maybe he misestimated the size, and it was a really big turtle that we already know about. I don't know.
Well, I've got a picture of a leatherback.
Wow, they look so cool. Turtles are great. Whatever else, we can all agree, turtles are just terrific.
They're pretty good. So, on the Reddit thread, like I said, he was pretty active, and one of my favourite bits was like a summary comment that he made. He says, nevertheless, I thought I'd report it. By all accounts, it may be a leatherback, except for two distinct details I remember. One, the rear of the tail was rounded like the front, not pointed, and the shell pattern...
Yep. Because the leatherback, well, we'll put a photo of a leatherback up, but it's got, like, striped shell.
Yeah.
Whereas this one has, like, the sort of shell you see in, like, Finding Nemo, where it's, like, pentagons, he said.
He did say this, which was really funny. Again, I was 14 in murky water, and I'm not a scientist. Maybe a scientist could use this account to get a grant to go stay at the hotel and swim around for a few days. You're welcome, marine biologists. Oh, okay, so the article as well that had the other turtle sightings, it was written by National Cryptid Society's founder, and the chick's name was Jesse Durdle. Did you see that? Rhymes with turtles.
Ah,
cute.
Thank you for that.
just wanted to share that. This is a big leatherback.
Wow. Oh, it's a big one.
I mean, it could be just a bit of trick photography. They look quite far back from it, the people in the background.
That's true.
And then we've got a big green turtle. Pretty big.
Pretty big.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not impressed by the turtles?
No, they look like that could be a normal sized turtle, and there's just like a scuba diver far away making it.
Maybe.
Trick photography, man.
Trick photography, man.
Don't let it fool you. And then there's obviously turtle extinct turtle species. So there's one that is the...
That's what he was purporting it was.
Yeah.
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 Right, okay.
So there's one that was Archelon?
Archelon.
Archelon. Fuck. And that actually translates to ruler turtle. Lived around 80.5 million years ago. This one is too big. The fossils found were 13 feet wide and 16 feet long, flipper to flipper. There's a massive skeleton of it. Maybe a baby one of that, but I don't know. It has got the rounded shell, though.
Right.
Yeah.
The sea is such a mystery.
Exactly. And then the last one was called, deliciously named Choco... Nsaurus.
Choconsaurus.
Choconsaurus. And that was around 10 million years ago around South America. And how big?
We don't have the numbers. Very is the answer.
There's a picture on Facebook and there's a lady standing next to it. Anyway, out of those options, I think...
You said you think this is a never-before-seen turtle? Or do you think it's an extinct turtle? Or do you think it's a statue?
My thinking is that it is a green turtle that is huge. So not a statue, not like
a... How big are green turtles?
National Geographic puts the average lifespan of a green turtle at 80-plus years. They can weigh up to 700 pounds, 317 kilograms.
That's 5 feet in length.
And yeah, can reach their shell alone.
Oh, so they would be more than 5 feet, maybe 6 feet. Because their flippers extend a little bit and the head extends a little bit.
Yes.
So 6 feet, so maybe it was just a huge green turtle.
I think so.
That could get from 6 to 8, right? Like a huge...
This was 8 to 10.
Yeah, so I mean there's a bit of overlap at 8. Maybe the 14-year-old kid is looking a bit wrong.
Yeah.
The deep or a statue. I don't know.
I don't think it's a statue, because then, like, heaps of people would have been finding this. And why is there a statue in the lake? Yeah. Also, they did, because this was a hill.
Well, he suggested a statue, right?
Yeah.
So subconsciously, there's a bit of his brain going, like, nah, bro, it's a statue.
No, it's not true. The Hilton, this was a Hilton, which is super nice. But they also talk about there's, like, always green, there's green turtles all the time in the lagoon. Like, they're quite frequent. I don't think they mentioned anything about leatherback turtles being there. The shell is wrong for a leatherback turtle. I think the school of thought of, like, the intermediate... Well, when you just keep growing because you're in water. You know how, like, some catfish and things just don't have a growth capacity?
Yeah, is there a word for that?
Yeah. Indeterminate growth.
Oh.
Okay. More
like dragons in Game of Thrones.
I guess.
Would be a shit example.
I don't know.
There it is.
In zoology, intermediate growth refers to the condition where animals grow rapidly when young and continue to grow after reaching adulthood, although at a slower pace. It is common in fish, amphibians, reptiles, and many mollusks. So usually it's like the water doesn't have the gravity restrictions.
But we know which animals are like that, right? And these turtles are not like that. National Geographic said they don't grow more than 5 feet.
The very end of the quote says... that can reach up to 5 feet in length, comma, although there is always the possibility that there are larger specimens out there.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean turtles keep growing indefinitely.
Not indefinitely, but they can grow...
Indefinite growth! That's literally what you said.
Indeterminate.
Indeterminate.
And they, I mean, not like, literally. Let's not be ridiculous, but they, like, a couple more meters.
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I think this is the first time we actually agree on something.
I think, like, but I don't know, there's a grey area there whether that counts as a cryptid.
Are you abandoning your position because I'm agreeing with you?
Changing everything. No, I agree with you. I just, there's a gray area where that counts as a cryptid or not. Okay. Like a massive turtle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If it's a known turtle, then it's just, that's like, oh, well, there's a big dude at my school, he's a cryptid. Like, no. No, it's just a big turtle.
No, but there are cryptids out there that are like catfish that are the 20 feet in length. I think they're considered a cryptid sometimes.
I think that's bullshit.
Well, I won't do one for an episode then. Okay. Forget episode 10's plan. No, I'm joking. Okay, cool. So, itchy bit or bite, butt or... What's
itchy,
your name?
Itchy butt ham. Dun, da, da, dun, dun,
dun, da, da, dun. Cool. So, itchy butt or bit, I think we both agree, a massive green turtle. It seems to fit with the shell shape and the...
Or statue. I think that suggestion that you made was not a bad one. But I don't know. I mean, you would know more than us, but that's our view.
I believe you.
Try and play the good cop. We're both on your side. Itchy, itchy, bit or bite? Itchy butt or bite? Itchy butt or bit?
Yes. Alright, cool.
Alright, so that's our two sightings for the week, which were recent editions on Reddit.
Yeah.
And now we're going to move on to
some
the news in cryptids.
Very good. So, first up, a new ancient shark species was found.
I think they didn't get out.
It's a tongue twister. A new shark species were discovered that are like mega, 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 mega old.
The Atlantic sixgill is a newly discovered variety of the big eye sixgill. They all have Latin names, but I'm going to skip those. Why is this a cryptid news? It's just an old shark that they found.
It shows that there's things to be found.
Oh, it's a new species was discovered that's very old. Sorry, I thought they found... Sorry, I don't know what I thought. Okay. So modern sharks have 5 gill slits, while the last remaining primitive sharks have 6 and 7. Oh, okay. So 6 and 7 gill slits means it's an old shark.
Yeah.
There aren't many sharks still around that have this older gill setup. So this is a pretty cool discovery. Apparently these guys have massive green eyes, like a cat's, but much, much bigger.
Yeah.
And there's a little photo.
So I didn't read, like, I don't want to misspeak here, but my understanding from the article was that these guys were around the same time as the dinosaurs were around.
Cool.
That's how old they are.
They look pretty lame for, like, dinosaur era things. They're pretty small. They just look like normal sharks. They got a funny nose.
Convergent evolution.
They got kind of funny noses.
It's the shape that works for a shark.
Funny nose shark. All right. Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so this one's really exciting. Shut up. A crazy Nessie-like thing washed up on the beach.
Emphasis was...
That's doing a lot.
The beach is not the exciting bit there. It's the Nessie bit, right?
I've had too much
You'll
sugar.
You'll never guess where.
The beach.
You just really want to go to the beach.
Dude, it's really hot. All right. So this very dead and very peculiar thing washed up on the shores of St. Simon's Island, which is in Georgia, USA. Without wanting to sway you too much, it is a motherfucking plesiosaur.
Not a plesiosaur.
It is. Look at the photos.
It's like a rotten mess of flesh with a flipper. It could be anything.
Okay. Well, now, there isn't too much information on this, but apparently a guy called Jeff Warren stumbled across it and thought it was a dead seal. But when he got closer, he said it looked something like the Loch Ness Monster. It was around 4 to 5 feet long, had 2 big front fins.
Like Nessie, but 4 foot long.
Yeah, baby Nessie. The animal apparently had little teeth inside of its mouth, which I presume is the head on the left. I'm not really sure. And the teeth were around 1/8 of an inch long.
Oh, cool. And in the notes, you've written, Patty, what do you think?
Yeah,
so
I care.
It's my turn now.
Yeah, okay, I care about what you think and feel.
I think... This reminds me of a Reddit thread I saw maybe a year ago or something. Someone posted this photo, and it got to, like, the front page on Reddit. And I was like, what's this gross sea monster? And it looked like a fucking out of, like, a fictional universe sea monster.
Mm.
And a bunch of biologists responded, and one of them was like, oh, this is a rotting whale carcass.
Yeah.
And they provided links to other ones that look exactly the same. And it was just so weird for me, because I was like, no, this is, monsters are real. Like, I'm sold. And then, no, it's just not the case. And this could be the same thing. This looks like it... I don't know exactly what it is, but it looks like some rotting aquatic carcass.
I don't think it looks rotting. I think it looks pretty intact. It looks like it's got grey skin with, like, some white sort of scarring that you see with sharks and whales and dolphins, and it's got this really elongated head. And, like, from the butt to tail, looks normal, and then I was trying to... Even in the comments, people were like, oh, it's a...
I think it looks like a head torn off there. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know.
Why is the neck so thin?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because
this is just a mess of, like, biological mess, as far as I'm concerned. Oh, also, while we're here, because this is not a user submission, so I can be a little less generous.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, Jeff? Like, Jeff, who took this photo, take more photos. If you actually think you've discovered a plesiosaur... Take more than one photo. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And, like, call a scientist and be like, you know, I'll get my prize money now. Thanks. Because I found a plesiosaur.
That's true.
But no, he took one photo with his iPhone. Then.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Said you had difficulty finding info on this.
Yes.
That's shocking. That well, shouldn't be the case, and Jeff Warren is to blame.
It's breaking news. That's why.
Okay, well... He's, like, taking more photos as we speak.
Yeah, maybe. I messaged him. No, I didn't. But interesting thing from a cryptid standpoint is that in Georgia folklore, there is a creature called the Altamahaha, or Alti. And it's a legendary creature that is said to inhabit the myriad of small streams and abandoned rice fields near the mouth of the Altamaha River, is which where it gets its name, in the southeast Georgia in the United States. And this is what it looks like. Exactly like the carcass.
It doesn't look exactly like the carcass.
How does it not? 2 front flippers, tail, long neck.
Well, for a start, head. This tail has, like, extra hooks on it. For a second, this carcass has no head.
It's got a smaller head.
Otherwise, it looks sort of similar, but main point, this is also doesn't exist. This is just a drawing that someone's done.
It's a cryptid.
A folklore thing.
Yeah, it's a cryptid.
What if, here's a crazy idea, what if a person who found this cryptid in the past was actually just found the same thing we've got in this photo, like the carcass of some normal animal, and was like, whoa, these things exist?
I don't think so.
Seems more likely that history has repeated itself.
There's a very good history and, like, sightings of Alti.
It's produced, like, if you really believe in this stuff, put a bit more effort in, you know?
All right, it's hot and Patty's a bit grumpy.
I am. I haven't eaten. I've had only had chips. So I'm in a bad mood. I'm sorry.
Okay. My thinking is, now hear me out.
Sure.
Listeners,
it's a plebeian sword.
Listeners at home, bear with me and I hopefully understand. I think that it's not a coincidence that Alti and this thing look similar. I think Jeff Warren, it's also not a coincidence that there's only one photo. I think that maybe Jeff knew of Alti and the Alti legend and thought, hey, I'm just going to take a photo of an empty beachscape and Photoshop in some carcassy thing. Because if you look closely, I become a little concerned that the thing is not actually lying there and it's fake.
You think? But if he Photoshopped it in, he would have had to have got it from somewhere else though, right?
Well,
or do you think he's really good at Photoshop?
Why is,
drawn it all?
Why is there only one photo? And this guts thing looks weird.
Well, he's put a blur on there. There's,
yeah.
There's a circular blur filter.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. It just looks
wow,
dodgy.
I wasn't expecting this from you. Okay.
It looks dodgy. I understand there's like a wave pattern behind it, as if the waves are lapping up against something physically there. Good. But it looks, especially the flipper, the shadows are wrong. There's only one photo.
Photo analysis is all a crock of shit, though, isn't it? It's like, oh, the shadows are wrong and like that, da 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 da. We don't know about photos. Interestingly, for listeners, I was thinking that we can do, if a lot of people have been listening and they're like, your analysis of this was bogus or not good, or they disagree with this, we should go find an expert on something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we've got a photo that we had real trouble analysing, like the pterodactyl one.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go to, like, an expert photo person and just do a quick interview and be like, yo, what do you think?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone like that?
No. We have to find them.
Come to us.
Yeah. We could lure them in with our immense viewership.
Yeah.
Get their name heard.
Yeah.
Circulated around the Reddits.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Okay,
so
is that this done?
Yeah,
you think it's fake? I think Jeff's an idiot.
I think.
It's just a blob of fish, that's what I think.
The head looks weird, but I... It just looks weird! Why didn't Jeff take more photos?
I don't know.
Damn it, Jeff!
Damn you, Jeff.
All right. Okay, cool. And then I think the very last thing we want to cover...
Oh, yeah! Some more Yowie news, which is cool. Because we did our, like, three-part Yowie, like, fucking immense...
Extravaganza!
...recently, yeah. So here we have a new piece of Yowie evidence that surfaced recently. It is a photo from Christian Textilis Anderson.
Yep.
Of Queensland. He said he was out at Coomba Falls. Don't know where that is, but Queensland, presumably. And he took these photos, showed it to a few people, including people in the area. And they were like, yo, that's definitely a Yowie. If he'd showed it to me, I'd say, piss off, Christian, because that's not a good photo of anything. That what there is in the background, and it's really in the background, he's had to, like, enhance it.
And circle it in red,
because you really can't really see it, is a blurry sort of shape that does look kind of like a person, but I think it's really clearly an example of that phenomenon you were talking about the other day.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. The original photo, I'll put it up on Facebook, the original photo, I honestly couldn't see what he was talking about. And I care about this shit. I studied it hard, and then I scrolled down, and he'd had to circle it, and I was like, mate, that's a bush.
And I
believe in the Yowie. You believe in the Yowie as of last week, and it's like, mate, that's not a thing. Sorry.
What is kind of interesting is this was all happened at the site of a massacre of 300 Aboriginal people in, I don't know when, what year, but like years earlier.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a weird, somewhat haunted.
Yeah, that's some people.
It's got an atmosphere.
Yeah, some people actually, said. You know, some people said, "Oh, it's a Yowie." Some people said, "Maybe it's like a spirit thing."
See, I think this might explain it. Because Christian himself said he knew about this history and he always felt weird when he went there. And then he's seen this thing. That this would play into the phenomenon you were talking about. So his brain is expecting to see something. He sees a bush that looks kind of humanoid. And he's like, oh, God, I feel weird. There's a thing there. And then he takes a photo. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what happened. Yeah. Or he's just a fraud. Who knows?
Or he's an innocent guy who, like...
Could be. Could
just
be.
Someone saw else.
I'm suspicious of Queenslanders.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, check it out. So tell us what you think.
Fun, unrelated fact. Queensland is about to lead Australia in terms of solar energy production.
Oh!
At the moment we do, but in about a month, they've got a fucking huge thing coming online.
Tesla?
No. Solar. Completely different.
aren't Tesla building giant batteries in deserts?
In South Australia, they build a big battery.
Yeah,
solar panel. And Elon owns another company, not Tesla, that does solar panel.
Oh, sorry, Elon. Yeah.
But this is not Elon's work. This is the Clare Solar Farm.
Ah,
anyway, nice. Queensland's doing good things. So
good one, Queensland.
Good on you, Queenslanders, but not you, Christian. You're not all there.
Stop isolating our viewers.
Well, you're not our viewer. Listener.
Listener.
Yeah. No, it don't matter. You're okay.
Cool. All right. Well, that's just a quick one for you. Hopefully,
not too huge mini episode.
Yeah.
As always, if you have any of your own stories, because we'd love to do an episode about the stories of our actual listeners, not just shit we found on Reddit, please send us your stuff, anything at all, material, a sighting, disputing some of our analysis, anything at all, send it to cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to check out us on Facebook and Twitter, we're Cryptid Space Addicted. You can also reach us there, and we'll have the photos from this episode on the Facebook page. And we've also got Instagram, Cryptid_Addicted, which we like to put up some stuff sometimes.
That's right. And last of all, if you want to give us money, because we do like that, you can go to Buy Me a Coffee.
Yeah.
Which is the website, I think.
Yeah.
Megan deals with.
I deal with the money.
With the money.
I just pretend we don't have any in.
She doesn't give me any.
So that's buybuymeacoffee@.com.
Wait, but how do they never give it to us? What's our name on that website?
It's Cryptid Addicted, Patty.
Who'd have thought? All right.
And that's it. All right. Thanks, guys.